Hello.
Hi, is this Lexi?
This is she.
Good to speak with you. My name is Paul. I'm a pricing director here at Local Splash. We're a digital marketing firm and SEO company. I was just speaking with Clint. He gave me your phone number. He told me to give you a call. But I did quickly go over the services that we would be providing for Boss Contracting. He is pretty interested and he wanted me to give you a call. I think he said he was up on a scaffolding.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was looking at your Facebook page, and we would be able to promote your Facebook page. There's a lot of great-looking photos of the work that you guys do. We would also attach your Facebook page to, like, a .com website, so give people who see that more reasons to pick up the phone and call you. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. It's a fairly young company. People might not already know the name of the business, but certainly when they don't know who to call, people Google it. So you'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. You'll have a Yelp listing, Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone. We'll use that business Facebook page and run Facebook ads as well. And, of course, like I said, we'll attach the website. As I was telling Clint, I did get approval to include a website at no additional cost. We are offering the service on a month-to-month basis. Of course, we know that websites are what most people use to determine who they want to call. So that website is going to mean more phone calls and, of course, a higher quality call. People who call you after seeing that website, seeing your Facebook page, they want to hire you. Now, I did mention to Clint, because it is a young company, you qualify for reduced pricing. You would actually save 50% off of this platinum package. That's the package that's going to be best for you. I know you guys are kind of centralized in Leicester, but Clint said Weaverville, Hendersonville, Fletcher, Asheville, Black Mountain, all of that and more kind of game for as far you would go, as how you would travel for your clients, right?
Yes.
Perfect. So we'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods throughout your service area. The platinum package is normally $599 a month and still worth it with all the calls you'll get from being on the first page of Google, but our new in business rate cuts it in half. And that $299 would be an exact amount and a fixed rate, so it would never go up. No matter how long you keep the service, it's just designed to be more affordable for younger businesses. Now, I was actually able to waive the initial setup fee as well, save you another $99. That $299 would be the out-the-door cost. The website's included, meaning the initial construction, the hosting, the maintenance, the updating of the website is also included, and the original $100 of Facebook ads is still included. Even though I reduced it from $599 to $299, we kept the $100 of Facebook ads. That goes a long way because Facebook ads are only like 20 or 22 cents each. So with that $100 budget, it's about 400 clicks every month from someone who can find you, find your Facebook page, find your website that will attach as well, more opportunities to get those phone calls. Now, your dad says you're out in the field with them too. Do you guys have extra help, or is it just kind of the two of you guys managing things? Do you use subs?
So right now we have a roofing crew. They handle all of our roofs. And then
my dad
and I kind of just pick up work on the side. Like, I don't know if he shared any of that with you, but we're building a deck
right now. Yeah.
And
we are
about to remodel a bathroom. We've done everything. My dad was a contractor most of my life.
Got into sales
here recently, and we've just gotten back into it. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, I did see all the roofing photos and things like that, but I do see that it's a general contractor. So you provide a lot of in-demand services, a lot of profitable services. Now, you're not ever going to be limited by how someone finds you or what they type in to search for your services. As long as it is something that you do want to be found for, we will create that content. We'll put it on the website. Now, if you or Clint want to make changes to the website on your own, you will be able to do that. You'll have access to a website editor.
Because we have someone right now, our roofing manager, who's just a good friend of mine that grew up with. He handles all of our marketing and stuff, and he runs the Facebook page, actually.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be something that he could definitely
of course, yeah. He could have
well.
He could have access to that as well. Now, if you want us to make changes to your website, we will do that too. Send us emails or content, photos, any changes you want us to do. If your focus shifts as the seasons change, we can make those changes too. But your friend can definitely have access to your website. It's part of what we call your client dashboard. It's so much more than just the tracking of the account itself, but you will be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up for each individual search. Of course, you can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is, of course, a tax write-off. You can actually manage your online reputation, like respond to reviews, request reviews, straight from your client dashboard. And you'll have reviews on multiple profiles, multiple destinations and directories. Again, we'll create all the content that Google wants to see. So reviews might originate on Google or Bing or Facebook or Yelp, Siri.
Angie as well.
You have Angie. I did actually see that. Clint said it's fairly new, but seems to be working out okay so far. Now,
yes.
we could also have the Angie logo as a clickable link on your website. So everything that you already have working for you will continue to work for you. It's just going to work better. It's going to reach more people. Now, obviously, with Angie, you get leads. Your competitors, at least a couple of them, get the same exact lead too. With this, it's completely different. Instead of you kind of chasing down that potential customer, customers chase you down. They call you after seeing your website. Now, you use Google, so obviously you know that you'll never be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for those keywords in your area, and not everyone
right.
will call you. But I think that's a good thing. You're not going to get a lot of random phone calls from people that are looking for estimates, trying to find the cheapest guy. The calls that you get, like I said, will most likely be from someone who took the time to take a look at your website, maybe even look at your Facebook page. They are calling you directly, though, usually because they want to hire you. And whether it's 15...
Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I understand. Absolutely.
The back left tire... is the one he was talking about. The tread was literally pulled away from it. I don't know what my mom did. Thanks, Kevin.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm getting tires on my car.
No, that's okay. I completely understand. You know, so like I said, big jobs, small jobs, 15 jobs a month, 50 jobs a month, roofing jobs that you're having your crew handle, or jobs that you and or your dad are taking on your own. You get the calls, so you can kind of pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service. That was a really important thing that Clint asked me about. There is no contract. It's completely at will. So you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you get more work than you can take on, if you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service. You can even pause the service seasonally, although I know that some of your services, the roofing and things, slow down when it's too cold, but some of your services indoors you can still do, over the winter, those remodels
for sure.
And things like that.
I mean, we would definitely like to transition into doing more roofs just because sure work is really hard to find right now.
Absolutely.
So we've only got like 3 or 4 guys working for us on the other end,
which
works out fine. We can take on project at a time, and we don't have anything coming up after this deck, so it wouldn't be a bad idea to get some stuff going.
I mean, Clint,
just to keep our guys busy and extra revenue.
Absolutely. And, we can do that. We can target specific services, and as the seasons change, we can change what we're targeting. We can definitely target the roofing jobs that you want to have come in, but we're also going to obviously, promote you guys as a general contractor that basically handles anything and everything. Clint was saying, hey, if I give it 3 or 4 months, and it doesn't work out, can I cancel? Well, I mean, of course. I mean, you can stop at any time. No questions asked or fees involved. Our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. If you do end up pausing it, We don't take anything down. We don't take your website down. We would, of course, stop making updates and optimizing things. The one thing that we pause is the Facebook ads, because the $100 of Facebook ads is part of that $299. So we do
right.
pause the Facebook ads, but everything else keeps going. It's kind of like when you're riding a bike and you get to a downhill slope. You're obviously going to stop pedaling because you know you're going to keep going. You're even going to pick up speed for a while. As long as your listing is active, it can be paused for 3, maybe even 4 months, but at that point, it would slowly trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen immediately and doesn't happen quickly, but a lot of our clients do pause the service 3, 4 months, even 6 months at a time. Once everything's back up and running, we get you right back on that first page, but obviously your website and everything else stays active even when it's paused. Did you have any other questions, though?
I don't think so. I mean, so far it sounds like a pretty good deal. We
yeah.
were pretty convinced with the Angie, and we pay $300 for that as well, and we
yeah.
can find that. That's not a huge fee for us as far as it leading into potential
sure.
jobs.
Sure. Oh, yeah, and especially for, like, a ripping job. I mean, it's really designed for even a smaller job to more than offset the cost of the service, you know, and everyone uses Google. I know that a lot of people use Angie, but you're going to reach even more people because
right.
just about everyone
well,
uses
Well, it definitely Google. Sounds more enticing. We know some people that use Angie that are very successful roofers that
sure.
make most of their income from Angie, and so that's why we wanted to try it and get on there and
oh,
get the reviews and everything.
Absolutely.
But, of course, Google is, I mean, like you said, everyone uses Google, so.
Google
yeah.
it, right? It's what we say, it's what
yeah.
we do, it's where we go, and we don't know who to call. And every new customer that finds you on Google or Bing, that's someone who can use your services again for a different project, of course, recommend you to their friends and family. So this is really going to help you to continue to grow your new business. Now, I know that on Angie it says 3 Tamerlane Way in Leicester, but your business is actually service-based, right? Meaning that no one actually comes to you. You only go to the customer, right?
Right, yeah. right. And I don't necessarily want that to be on Google because
that is
our home address.
It is. That was going to be my next question and exactly what I was going to say. So Google won't want your home address listed anywhere online. Google does not want anyone to drive out to your home and knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. On the same token,
right.
Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home, run out of the truck. They don't expect you to maintain a storefront. You'll be listed city and state, not even that 28806 zip code. And then, of course, like I said, we'll be able to target specific cities, zip codes, neighborhoods, even where you most want to be found. Now, are you targeting strictly residential clients, or are you open to any commercial work?
So we can do commercial roof coatings.
Okay.
My dad is Tundra certified, which
okay.
obviously we can add all of that to the website.
I'll put that in there too.
But
okay.
we just haven't had any luck really getting any recently
okay.
because my dad with his sales company, he used to sell this material called Tundra.
Oh.
And so he would get a lot of his business from selling it to other companies.
Got it.
And then they would refer him when people would come into
right.
their stores. And
right.
since he doesn't do the sales portion anymore and he's done traveling,
we're
just
right,
here. And so,
gotcha.
You know, you either have to go find them or you have to call around and just, you know, bug to at a desk. So if it was just something where people were like, I have a commercial building and
mm-hmm.
I would really like to get it maintenance or whatever, then they could Google
right.
us or, you know, and then we could get the job from there.
Perfect. And that is something, like I said, that we can also promote for the business. You're not going to be limited in any way by how someone searches for you. And then, so I'll have you both down as points of contact with your phone numbers, meaning that if we're not able to reach your dad, we can call you, and either one of you can call us regarding your account. And then, like I said, we're not going to list that physical address. We will promote that Facebook page. Would you want your Facebook page to be linked to the website, like a direct Facebook
yeah.
icon with, okay, a clickable
yeah,
link?
That would be
and
great.
The Angie too, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then bosscontracting2024@gmail.com, that's a good email for you guys, right?
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay,
because
perfect.
Actually all three of us have access to that, and Kendrick is
okay.
the person who I refer to as my friend, he's our roofing manager.
He's our roofing manager.
He handles all of the inspections. He calls all of our customers that are intrigued. He does all of that. He communicates with the insurance companies, so he's kind of a go-to point of reference for that.
So we'll have that as not only the email address that we would promote for anyone to see, but it's also going to be the email that we use to contact you. So we do phone, we do text, we do emails, anything that's fairly substantial, something lengthy that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you. All of you guys will have access to that then. And then I've got your phone number on here. I've got Clint's number. Your last name is Powell, right? P-O-W-E-L-L?
It's Cow, like a tiger. T-O-W-E.
Okay, T-O-W-E, and then one L or two?
No L's, just E.
Oh, T-O-W-E. Okay,
yes.
Because Clint was fairly quick in saying it, and there was a little bit of background noise. So I wasn't sure exactly what he said, but I typed it in.
No, it's okay.
Okay, T-O-W-E.
Some people get P, and some people get T, and...
P's and T's, F's and S's, N's and M's over the phone are just horrible, horrible. And
so
your first
hard,
name,
yes.
Your first name is Lexi, L-E-X-I?
It is, yes.
Okay, perfect. And then if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I would schedule a follow-up call. It's called a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our Google-trained technicians will speak with you in greater detail about how you want your website to look, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement or motto, slogan, what's unique about your business. We do schedule that separately. We'll, of course, use the logo as well on the website. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour, but it takes about 30 minutes or so. It seems like you would be the one to handle that, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. We'll look at the calendar a little bit here. We'll schedule that call for when you've got that time. Like I said, you don't have to be in front of a computer. You could actually be working. You could be driving as long as you can carry on that conversation. And then, Lexi, the other thing that I am required to do here, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you so that you know that we are applying the new in business rate, reducing it down to that fixed rate of $299, that we're waiving the one-time setup fee, that we're including a website, and of course that it's month-to-month. Now that voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it, however, before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything still makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
That sounds great.
Okay. Lexi, give me just a second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, "Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Lexi, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?"
Boss Contracting, LLC.
And you do want the LLC to be part of the branding of the business. You want it on your website, your Google listing, and all the content that we create, right?
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you, because I noticed there's dollar signs for the S's. Is that how you wanted it to appear, if at all possible?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I've got that then. And then, Lexi, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Lexi Chow, and I am the owner.
Okay. And then, Lexi, as the owner of Boss Contracting LLC, you are, of course, then authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Lexi, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you directly. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Lexi, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And as long as you answer the phone, you'll do very well with the service. Now, it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. As I mentioned, we're already aware of Facebook and Angie. There's no conflict there. In fact, we will link both of those to the website that we'll build for you. There's a couple of reasons we mention this. I mean, first of all, with all the content that we will be creating for Boss Contracting LLC, of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then perhaps even more important, we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Lexi, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We'll do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We will, of course, be the ones to build that website for you. As I mentioned, we'll make sure that no physical street address appears for the business since customers do not come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, including waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, with it being a month-to-month service and the website included, Lexi, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I will actually waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 16th of May, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $299.00, and that $299 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, which means it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. In fact, it is an exact amount, so there's no taxes, no fees. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. Siri on a smartphone, the Facebook paid ads are also included at no cost, and in this case we'll also be including a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven website. That custom website is included. Again, that means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And of course, like I said, you can make changes to your website as well. Now, it is a month-to-month service, recurring billing on the 16th of the month in the exact same amount of $299. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is completely at will, no contract, so you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause it, like I said, for any reason. If you need to go on vacation, if you get more work than you can take on, or if you wanted to, you can even pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Lexi, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pulling up that client interview calendar right now, and then for that initial investment of just $299, how did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa,
Amex?
A Visa, okay. And is it your name first and last on that card, the business name, or both?
It is. It is my name followed by the business name, but it's my real name, so I'll have to give you my full name.
Okay, sure. I'm ready whenever you are.
So it's Elexis with an E, so E-L-E-X-I-S.
Okay.
And then my last name, T-O-W-E.
Okay, no middle initial on that card.
No.
Okay, you do prefer Lexi, though, right?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. You said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are.
Okay, 4034.
Mm-hmm.
9330.
Okay.
0444.
Mm-hmm.
4927.
4927. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
827.
827. And the expiration date?
It's 0128.
01 of 2028. So I've got January or 01 of 2028 for the expiration date. I've got 827 on the back. And then for the card itself, was it 40-34-93-30-04-44-49-27?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did that bill at the 3 Tamerlane Way in Leicester, 28748?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive an automated email. It is our welcome email. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, one second here. Let me get my pen out.
And just let me know when you're ready.
Okay, go ahead.
Alrighty. So the toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1. It's for client support. So if you have any questions or concerns for your account, it's for Local Splash client support. It's option 1 to reach client support. Now, you will have all of this information by way of email as well. And you can, in fact, reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. You can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you that same business day, unless they get the email either very late in the day or after hours, in which case they will follow up with you that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, like I said, you'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute or so here. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the automated email or the text message, please do let me know. Our system should send that out in just a minute here. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule that follow-up call with our technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. I can get you in as early as, well, oh no, we are booked out at 2. We could do 3, well, not 3, that's a late lunch for that department. So there's 4, there's 5, or 6 o'clock. You don't have to be in front of a computer, but would any of those times work out for you to receive that 30-35-minute phone call today?
What were the times again? I'm sorry.
So, no, that's okay. It would be 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, or 6 o'clock.
Let's do 5 o'clock.
5, okay, perfect. It's going to be... It'll be scheduled from 4 o'clock until 5. It's a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 30, 35 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. Our automated email system will send you a reminder an hour prior. So at 4 o'clock, you'll get a reminder email to that email on file that the call itself is scheduled at 5. It should get you right at or a couple of minutes after 5. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I will be on that call as well, just in the beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any quick questions that you might have. Hopefully I will be in between phone calls when our technician calls you. If I'm on a call, they will, of course, call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. One other thing that I wanted to do is just to add a little bit more protection here on the account, a simple question and answer, a little more security. If anyone calls us and tells us that they are with Boss Contracting LLC, whether it's you or your dad, I can put your roofing director on here as well as a point of contact. Anyone else, or even if it is you, we may still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the security question. Most importantly, if it's a week from now, a month from now, or at any point down the road, if you start getting phone calls from someone who is not a potential customer, if they are especially identifying themselves as either Google or local Splash, they would need to know the answer, even the question. And they'd also know my name, which is Paul Gordon. If they don't have that information for you basically right away, then you should not entertain that phone call. If anyone calls you and tells you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that wouldn't be us. You definitely wouldn't want to speak with them. The voice verification was already attached to your account just now. It is, of course, for your protection, and it clearly states it only bills on the 16th, only for $2.99. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Let's just do... Let's do city you were born in, and you can put Lester.
Okay.
Yes, because all three of us were raised in that area, so that works.
So just let everybody know it's the city that you guys were born in. The answer, Lester, of course. Even our technician will know that information. So does your dad have the same last name, T-O-W-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said there might be one other person who has access to that email. Did you want us to put him down here as well as an authorized point of contact so that he can call us if necessary? Okay. And his name and phone number.
His name is Kendrick, K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K.
Okay.
And his phone number is 828-707-5697.
Okay, so you said 828-707-5697, and the same email address is perfect for Kendrick. Oh, and what's
yes.
Kendrick's last name?
Weaver, W-E-A-V-E-R.
Okay, perfect. So I'll put that on there as well. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system looks like you got all of the emails? You should have received one that is your welcome email. That's important for a number of reasons.
Yes.
I mean, it does have our client support information on there, but most of our emails do. The welcome email, though, is where you will find your login credentials for your tracking system. Now, your tracking system is not up and active just yet. We do have to do your client interview first, create the content, and then when your tracking system is active, you'll receive by text and email confirmation that it is active. The username is going to be the number that not your number. It looks like is that the business number? Is that the primary business number that you want on the website?
Yes.
Okay, so perfect.
Yes.
So that's the number that everybody knows. It is area code included, but just numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. And then it looks like your default password is the number 4 and the word profit all squeezed together. So 4, that number, and then P-R-O-F-I-T. You can change that default password at any point in time. As many times as you like.
Okay.
If you can't change your username, it's in our system the same way, designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. You did also receive another email. You don't have to open it up necessarily right now, but it says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. So any of those photos that you can send our way, it does not have to be everything on there. But Google wants to make sure that you're an actual, legitimate, active company in the local area providing these services. So any photos of tools or equipment, anything like photos of the service vehicle, any licensing or insurance, if there's the business card. Obviously, there's not a physical workplace. Google's usually fine with where the main work vehicle is parked when it's not being used for work. Again, anything and everything on there will help us to expedite that process. The other email is the one that I wanted you to open up, the one that says local/initial invoice. If you open up that one, it's going to say, hello, Lexi. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it's going to say, please click here to accept the subscription terms. So by clicking on that click here, it's going to open up the terms of experience. Everything that we did just go over in that voice verification provided for you in writing. Feel free to scroll above that long line. Everything that's on there is included, including the website, including the Facebook ads, and of course all the different destinations and directories for first page placement. We're not doing Google ads at this point. That's pay-per-click with Google. It's a $300 minimum requirement, but it is something that we can do. So if there's an asterisk on there, it may or may not be included, but like you said, the website's included, the Facebook ads included, etc. Now, the long line below it, it populates that 0099 number and a few boxes. We want you to click all three. One that you agreed to allow us to send SMS or text messages, one that you are the certified holder of the card on file, and one that you acknowledge that payments are automatic and recurring, although, of course, you can stop at any time. Once you have those boxes checked, click the name as it went out on the billing. So it's Alexis, and then your last name, capital E, capital T, and then click the confirm signature. I believe you're on your smartphone, right?
Yes.
Okay. You may need to turn it sideways. Landscape mode will allow the confirm signature and everything else to pop up a little bit higher, making it a lot easier for you to click on that orangish-colored longer box. Clicking on that does a few things. It lets us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, that we're doing the website, etc. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You will know, Lexi, when you are successful submitting that, when it asks you to log into your tracking system or takes you to another screen. Just let me know when you see
okay.
that.
I just clicked confirm, so let me see. Okay, yeah. Looks like I can, so the username is the phone number, correct?
Correct, but you don't have to go that next step right now. Like I said, our automated system just thinks that you're trying to access your tracking system. It also thinks your tracking system is active. If you were to put in your login credentials right now, it will give you a message saying that we're still trying to set everything up. We will do your
okay.
client interview first. I am going to send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You do not need to respond to it. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview conducted in English. Then it has your, it has the username, it has your name, and then your phone number. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I do hope that I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you right at or shortly after 5 o'clock. I certainly would be happy to say a quick hello to you. And we will be calling this number, your number, for that client interview. Welcome aboard. We're excited to get that website going for you, attach your Facebook page, your Angie's profile to it. Looking forward to getting you especially more roofing jobs, but for any of the services that you want to be found for, looking forward to kind of earning your business 1 month at a time.
Yes. That all sounds great.
Absolutely. Real pleasure speaking with you, by the way. If I'm not able to join that call later on when our technician calls you, you have a great rest of the day and enjoy the weekend.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
No problem. I appreciate you. I appreciate your time, Lexi. You have a great rest of the day. Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.